Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
Hello and welcome to Aesthetics Uncensored. And today you're on our, I'm not sure what number we're up to, podcast with myself and Trish Hammond. And today we have Virgil, who is the National Manager for IS Clinical. Hello, Virgil.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Virgil.
How's it going?
Good, good.
So just a bit of a rundown. I've been in the aesthetic industry for 23 years now, and I had my own business for 13 years from 2005 to 2018, and that was located in a busy Westfield. So mainly doing aesthetic treatments with a full team operating 7 days a week, 360 days a year, with probably about 5 to 6 cosmeceutical brands at any given time. So that's a brief rundown. I'm now with High Tech Medical, and I've been with them for 3 years.
Amazing. You know, it's so funny because I can remember when you first started and you told me about your work history. I'm like, are you even 23 years old yet?
42 this year, 42.
An absolute testament for good skincare and looking after
you. Yeah,
100%. For sure.
Yeah, we've got to do it.
So tell us, so you're the international manager for IS Clinical.
Oh, the national sales manager for Australia and New Zealand with the brand, yes.
Sorry, the national sales manager. And so tell us, what does, well, first of all, tell us a bit about Fire and Ice, what, like how it actually came to Australia and, you know, because you jumped on the bandwagon straight away, like you were involved with the IS Clinical skincare range first off. And I know it's an amazing range, but can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. IS Clinical is manufactured by a Californian-based manufacturer called Innovative Skincare. They actually launched back in 2002. So this year they're celebrating 20 years of being a skincare brand. It's a pharmaceutical grade cosmeceutical skincare range. So it's results driven, corrective skincare, active ingredients such as retinols, AHAs, BHAs, growth factors, extremozymes. And we came on board in early 2002 as the distributor, High Tech Medical, that is, for IS Clinical for Australia and New Zealand. And we were meant to have an official launch back in March of 2020, but COVID hit. So we've unofficially launched and it's doing incredibly well. And we plan on doing an official launch hopefully in November this year.
Oh, wow. So by the time you do your official launch, it's well ingrained in the Australian industry.
Yes, definitely. And going back to what you were saying earlier, Trish, with the Fire and Ice, that's their kind of like their staple treatment that they offer. So it's a light superficial peel. It was made famous probably back in 2010. They performed this two-step treatment on Halle Berry and Gwyneth Paltrow just before they hit the red carpet for the Oscars. So it gives you a light superficial peel, which is the fire component. Has incredible ingredients like niacinamide, unbuffered glycolic, enzymes that really polish the surface of the skin. And then the second part of the treatment is the ice component, where we're using a really nice mask called the rejuvenating mask, and that's got high concentrations of hyaluronic, aloe vera, rosemary, resveratrol, Japanese green tea, super hydrating for your skin. And it's actually quite cooling. So that's the ice part of it. And you can basically have this treatment and hit the red carpet. So there's no downtime, no redness, no flakiness. Your skin is left hydrated, radiant, and red carpet ready. So it's become synonymous now with the Hollywood culture and all the A-listers, because they all get it done just before the Oscars, right before they hit the red carpet. So they go up into their suites. So Innovative Skincare, the company, takes over the Four Seasons Day Spa in Beverly Hills. They roll out the Fire and Ice treatment on all the celebs. They get it done, go up, have their makeup artist, hairdresser, stylist on hand. They get ready and hit the red carpet.
Amazing. And, you know, because there's a bit of a backstory to the range itself, and I guess I'm going to ask you what one of the features is, but what I love about it is the fact that it's like the fact that you can use it on, because I know like pregnant women can't use this, they can't use that, but the IS clinical range is different. Can you tell us like what that's about?
Yeah, so being a pharmaceutical grade cosmeceutical, the company sources all their active ingredients from 95 to 98% botanically derived ingredients of a medicinal quality. So, for example, the willow bark that they use to create your regular aspirin in a medicinal quality is the same pharmaceutical grade of willow bark that we're using in our formulations for our skincare. And what that means is all the active ingredients being plant-based do not go beyond the epidermal-dermal junction. So it's not entering the bloodstream. So for the first time, you're hitting a nice niche market that requires corrective ingredients, such as pregnant women, nursing mothers, cancer patients that couldn't traditionally use a cosmeceutical range because it is entering the body systemically. So you can get all the benefits of having corrective skincare and using your retinols, AHAs, BHAs, but without worrying that it's going to enter the bloodstream. So non-toxic, vegan-friendly range, results-driven, quite powerful, potent products that are going to deliver the results for pregnant women, nursing mothers, and cancer patients. So it's a game changer. It's a game changer.
Amazing. Nicole, what were you going to ask? Sorry for
interrupting. You know, so cool. Well, I think that you're a superwoman. I don't know how you do all of this, but well, I wanted to ask about on your website, you talk a lot about the ethical side, the high standard ethical standards that IS Clinical have that maybe I think, well, it is a really big topic, the ugly side of beauty. And all of the, you know, products that are out there, I mean, it is such a saturated industry. What makes IS Clinical ethical as opposed to something that I might pick up from the shelf at the local shopping centre?
Well, first and foremost, it's still a privately held company. The founders of the company have been in charge for 20 years. They're really, really adamant that they want to keep it that way because when they're formulating, they're not governed by shareholders saying, well, don't use this active ingredient and don't source it from here. Don't ethically source it. We don't really care about, you know, carbon footprint. Whereas IS Clinical, because it's still owned by the original founders, they're very aware of the impact as a company that they can have on the environment. So, for example, they recently launched a really innovative product called the Active Peel System. So it's a peeling system, like the traditional peel pad systems that you would get with a lot of skincare brands. Ours is a duo concept, where it's a two-part step. So the first part, you exfoliate the skin. Second part, you use growth factors with Extremazyme technology. But the uniqueness, going back to what I was saying before, is that they're using sustainably sourced bamboo sheets. So instead of having a peel pad system where you would wipe over the face, throw it in the bin, think nothing of it as a consumer, the company founders are really, predominantly focused on having a minimal carbon footprint. So these sustainably sourced bamboo sheets, not only are they sustainably sourced, but they're actually biodegradable. So you can actually put it in your composting bin and they'll break down and not have that carbon footprint on the environment and impact the environment. So they're all about that. And they're trying to find more innovative ways where packaging along with sourcing of their active ingredients isn't impacting the environment. Because they're all plant-based ingredients, they won't ever over-harvest a particular region for an ingredient. So, say Centella Asiatica, used by many companies, they'll source it from one region when it's in peak harvesting season, but instead of going back and over-working the land, they'll go to another region of the world where it's in peak harvesting season and they're ethically sourced and sustainably sourced. So that's how they're trying to make a difference without thinking, okay, well, let's cut corners and be all about profit margins and, you know, just get the cheapest quality packaging in the world and just roll it out. They do everything in-house.
I love that because I actually remember speaking to one of the founders when it first came out to Australia, and I love the fact that every decision is based on environmental factor, like as in, you know, being good for the environment, like not, you know, everything they do has got to do with, you know, the traditional botanical medicine, but combine it with the advanced scientific formulation expertise, and it actually kind of creates something that's, number one, not harmful to the environment, number two, good for your skin, but also something that doesn't leave, you know, that's good for the footprint of the world, if that makes
sense. Absolutely. Yeah.
And yet that doesn't really happen with anti-aging skincare. It's normally, you know, like it's, you know, tests on animals and all that sort of thing. Whereas what I like about IS Clinical is the fact that you've got these really rich, you know, authentic, great skincare products, but that don't have all the bad stuff that goes with it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So they don't use artificial fragrancing, no animal testing, and, you know, they don't use animal-derived ingredients at all. It's all plant-sourced. They've got one product in the range called Warming Honey Cleanser, and that's 40% honey. If that product hadn't been formulated, you could actually say IS Clinical is a vegan range, but we say it's vegan friendly because of that one product. And I even had one instance when I was training a new stockist, and they asked, they said, where is this honey being sourced from? And I was like, I have no idea. I'm going to have to contact the education department in California and find out. And then when I did, they actually said it's from an eco-friendly, sustainably sourced bee farm in Southern California. So it was an eco-friendly farm. And I'm like, oh, I actually didn't think that was a thing, but it is. And, you know, they're the first company that will, you know, make sure that they are going to be looking at alternative ways of sourcing their ingredients without making that carbon footprint impact on the environment.
I love that. And it actually sounds delicious. What is the honey?
Warming honey cleanser. It actually warms on your skin. It actually has 40% honey and it's amber, and you put it on the skin and it's enzymatic and it warms up and it just gives you a beautiful deep pore cleanse, and you can just use it before the shower and it warms up really nice. It leaves your skin feeling really polished and smooth. I'm going to have to get you onto that.
Yes, it sounds amazing. So tell me, obviously there's different protocols for different skin types and different treatments and stuff like that. Can you maybe tell us about a couple? Like if someone's listening to this, they think, oh, yeah, that's exactly my skin. That's what I need for my skin.
Yeah, does it have 100 steps?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. So with the formulations, the big point of difference is they've got independent clinical studies to validate the final formulation, and that's a tall task. So as a company, they pour millions of dollars into research and development, because a lot of brands, and I know it myself from having my own clinic, they'll tell you the key hero ingredient in that formulation and give you the scientific paperwork for that ingredient. But once placed into the final formulation, it's really important to know if those active ingredients are working synergistically together. So it can either increase the potency of that product or dilute the potency of the product. So first and foremost, the brand is huge on independent clinical studies on the final formulation. But apart from that, they're multitasking products. So they've innovatively formulated. So for example, you have a client that's presenting with a compromised skin, they're sensitive, they might even have rosacea or cystic acne, and the skin's just angry, right? Really, really angry. So traditionally, when you've got a sensitive skin, and anyone in the industry knows, you always treat sensitivity first, even though the patient may be saying, I'm concerned with aging and I'm concerned with X, Y, and Z. You always treat the sensitivity, build up the integrity of the skin, and then move on to their secondary and tertiary concerns. Traditionally, you wouldn't be, you know, juggling everything else into the mix, but because of their unique and innovative formulations, for example, with our ProHeal serum, it's specifically for a compromised skin, rosacea, redness, broken capillaries, what you're experiencing with a traditional sensitive skin type and their presenting symptoms. They've added in 1% retinol into that formulation and also added in 15% second generation scientifically advanced L-ascorbic acid. So not only are you treating a sensitive skin, but you're also giving them the additional benefit of the product being anti-aging. And the further addition to that is that it's a powerful antioxidant in its own right. Traditionally, with your first generation of vitamin C, L-ascorbic acid, you wouldn't be able to formulate with vitamin A and vitamin C. But they're so scientifically advanced as a company, they're now creating and rolling out products that have multiple benefits to the skin and addressing multiple concerns. So even though it's a premium, high-end, prestigious medical skincare range, and you think, oh, I'm going to clearly have the misconception of thinking I'm going to use 15 products in my regime, you don't. It can be as simplified and refined as using four products. You cleanse, correct, hydrate, and protect the skin. Out the door you go in the morning. So it can be a very simplified regime, making it really cost-efficient for consumers, and simplified, so they don't have to have it be so complex that they're thinking, what do I layer first? Do I put this on? Do I put that on? It's all been, the guesswork's taken out of it. It's really simplified, but it's results driven, very impactful. We even had Dr. Joseph Hakeek recently do an article for us where he himself quoted that his patients were telling him that they were seeing results within a week of using the product. So I think the formulations really speak for themselves with how quickly they can get a result and how satisfied consumers are from it.
Yeah, and you know what? For me, it's all about being easy to use, because like I mean, I'm happy to have a complicated skincare regime myself, really, but like it's really important for something to be easy. Like, you know, this is what you do in the morning, this is what you do in the night, and there's no more than, you know, 3, 4, 5 steps, whatever it is, just whatever is easy. But I like the simplicity of it.
Mm. Yeah, it's very simple. It's very simplified. Look, we can give you a complex regime if you're a power user and you want multiple, you know, steps. We can definitely tailor for that type of consumer as well. But it is designed to get maximum results with minimal products. So it's nice and refined.
Yep, yep. Sorry, Nicole.
That's all right. So, ladies, I wanted to know where or how, if I was a clinic owner, do I go to learn more about IS Clinical?
You can contact us at High Tech Medical or contact me. I've got social media handles up there. They can contact even you ladies and you can pass their details on to us and we can have a chat with them. And, yeah, we normally, if anyone's interested in being a stockist, we tailor samples for their needs, specifically for their skin type. Send it out to them with an info pack, giving an outline of the brand with independent clinical studies, before and afters. And then we just take it from there, give them a demo on the fire and ice treatment and see where IS Clinical can fulfill a void in their current skincare lines.
So will IS Clinical complement, you know, for instance, a resurfacing treatment or other
absolutely.
That they may be already offering?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always have to look at improving the health and quality of the skin before you start going down the path of invasive treatments. If you've got a skin that has got a compromised barrier, you're not going to get the maximum results that you potentially could get when undergoing any invasive treatment, even to the point of like surgery or facelifts or whatever it might be. So we do have protocols in place where you would prep a patient skin with our brand, because we do use the copper tripeptide growth factor 1 plant-based growth factors that help with accelerated wound healing. So you'd prep their skin before surgery or invasive treatment with the products, and then also use post procedure as well. So it really helps improve and enhance those invasive services.
It's really funny because like everyone that I've been speaking to, all the plastic surgeons that do like facelifts and face treatments and blefs and all that sort of thing, they all nowadays talk about prepping the skin before the treatment, which is, that's kind of something like not new, but it wasn't really quite so out there, you know, a focus or whatever the word is, whereas now it's so important to prep the skin before you have any, you know, treatments like that, and then like you said, for afterwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, think about it, if you're gonna get someone who's a mature patient wanting to have a facelift, great, you're going to pull back the skin, help correct the laxity concerns, but what about the color, the texture, the tone, refinement and feel of the skin? You want to actually improve all those components, because your skin's only going to look as youthful as how it looks. So, you know, pulling it back with a traditional, you know, facelift or blepharoplasty is only going to take you so far. The quality of the skin needs to be there, the health and the integrity, you know, nice, even complexion, smoothed out, refined pores, no fine lines, no wrinkles. You want to address all of those. And that's traditionally done with skincare.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true. I love that. And, you know, we were talking about where people could find them. So we can look up the stockists online and all that, but has it just gone crazy? Like everywhere I go, I'm seeing it. That's what I'm trying to find out. Like,
not yet.
Embracing it?
Not yet. It is going viral. It's going crazy. But at the moment, for the last 2 years, it's only been me, myself and I. So we're in the process of getting more people. We've got a new rep that's covering Queensland and WA. We've got one covering New Zealand. Hopefully we'll get one for Victoria. So just watch this space. IS Clinical is just going to blow up Australia and New Zealand. Just wait.
Amazing. Amazing.
So if I wanted to have a fire and ice treatment, I can find a clinic online?
Yeah, so you go to isclinical.com.au and then pop in your postcode and then it'll direct you to your nearest stockist.
Oh, that's great. That's so good when it's simple like that.
Oh, so simple, yeah.
And how often would I have the treatment?
Depends on your concerns. You can have it even fortnightly if you wanted to. But generally speaking, just with any resurfacing, because it is still a resurfacing treatment, cell turnover is 28 days. So once a month is ideal just to keep on top of it, maintain the skin. And because there's no traditional downtime and adverse reactions with a light peel, you can actually have this before a special event, before your wedding day, because it's pregnancy safe and safe for nursing mothers. I know in Sydney for us, Nicole, baby showers, gender reveals, christenings are blowing up. They're bigger events than your wedding day. So now you've got that amazing premium elevated service of looking flawless just before a red carpet event.
I like looking flawless before a red carpet event.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or for everyday life.
It picked me up last time and it was amazing. My skin felt so good. Oh.
Again, we'll do it again.
I've had one too. I had a quickie at one of the conferences when you first started and I loved it. Like I did love it.
Yeah, where did we do that? Was that at Cosmeticon or NSS? I think something like that. I gave you one.
Yeah.
Off the stand. Yes.
Yeah, it was somewhere. I can't remember, but it was, I got one on the stand. It was really quick, but it was great.
Yes, it is.
Like I was like, are you serious? Is that all it takes? Like it's just that time because I don't know about you, but like I like to go somewhere and have a really effective treatment, but I don't want to take a long time. I'm not one of those people that wants to lie there for an hour and a half.
It's very convenient. Lunchtime quickie.
Yeah, exactly. Quickie at lunchtime. Woo. And you come back glowing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking about the protocols before. So just as an example, say for someone with let's go through a mum. So say, for example, someone who's pregnant and she wants to look after her skin. And I know your skin actually looks really good when you're pregnant usually as well. But, you know, it's always really, you always really wonder what you can put on your skin. So what would you make protocol for, say, a mum who had just normal skin?
Just normal skin?
Yeah, she just wants to maintain her skin over her pregnancy and having the baby.
Oh, let's complicate it and give her rosacea. Rosacea.
So we would get her onto the cleansing complex. So that's balanced at a pH of 5.6. So it's like a universal cleanser. It's a 3-in-1, cleanses, tones, removes eye makeup remover. It's in a gel formulation. Provided you're not using waterproof mascara, I should say. Sorry, correct me on that one. And it just lathers up beautifully. So with the cleansing complex, you can have a preteen on it right up to someone with rosacea who might be 90 years old. So it's covering everyone, universal cleanser. So that's our cleansing complex. Then I would pop her onto Youth Eye Complex. So that's got a combination of our growth factors, hyaluronic acid microspheres, peptides to smooth out fine lines and wrinkles. And it's anti-aging, but it's not too thick, not too occlusive, really, really lightweight. So you can have someone who might be showing the first signs of aging, but not wanting to go too high tech, if that makes sense. It has a beautiful feel to it. We'd put her on ProHeal Serum Advanced Plus for the morning. That is specifically to treat her rosacea. She can use that morning and night. That one has the retinol as well as the vitamin C, so it's a powerful antioxidant as well. And then we could give her the Reparative Moisture Emulsion, which is our top-selling moisturiser in Australia. So that one's got amazing ingredients, again, like our growth factors. It's got superoxide dismutase giving you that antioxidant protection. It's got extremozymes to repair damaged DNA in the skin as well as preventing ongoing oxidative stress to the skin. Hyaluronic in there, and it's just beautiful. Beautiful texture, gives you a nice radiant, dewy, fresh look. And that's it. That's as simple as it gets. And then we'd get her onto Extreme Protect as her sun protection factor on top.
So how many was that? That was like
four.
Five. Four.
Five.
Okay.
So cleanser, eye cream, serum, moisturizer, and sunblock. That's five. Awesome.
And nighttime?
She can use that again at nighttime.
Okay, just without the sunblock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you're in your dreams, you might be, you know, on the beach or something that you want to wear your sunblock.
Yeah, so it can be really, really simplified. But if she had a secondary concern, say she was concerned with maybe a little bit of melasma because she's pregnant, then we can get her onto the Brightening Complex. Now, Brightening Complex, the beauty with that product is that it's your corrector to treat all your pigment concerns, but they've added in 11% hyaluronic. So it's got an inbuilt moisturizer. So at nighttime, her regime's even more simple. It's cleanse with cleansing complex, Youthi complex, brightening complex, because that has the corrector and moisturizer in one. Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Three products, three steps, go to sleep.
You're right. And so with that as well, I was, oh, hang on, I had something really, I was like, oh my God, I need to ask this question while, and it's fresh in my mind, that I got caught up with what you were saying and I can't remember what my question was.
I was thinking of the neck and décolletage.
Ooh.
Could you across the products for the neck and décolletage?
We've got one called Neck Perfect Complex. Absolutely amazing, and everyone needs to be on this product. So this has got a combination of AHAs, BHAs, and then it's got two gum extracts. So it's got Acacia Senegal gum from the African Senegal acacia tree, and then it's got rhizobium gum. And it's also got quinoa extract in there, like the quinoa you would eat. So this is like, let's say, Spanx, because we're the older generation. But you know when you wear support garments, let's call it Skims, because Kim Kardashian's big on the Skims now.
Yes.
So when you're wearing a support garment, it's giving you structure, support, tightening, lifting, firming, yeah? In the waistline or wherever you're wearing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So think of the Neck Perfect Complex doing that for the neck. So you're creating instant tightening, firming, lifting. And I always say to everyone, not just on the neck, start from under your bust up to your jawline, because we want the boobies nice and firm too. We don't want to have laxity issues there either. So it has a warm tingling sensation. I personally love it because you know that it's working. You feel that tingling. And you know what? I'm finding more and more of the younger generation, people in their 20s complaining about a double chin. I've gotten phone calls from friends going, oh, I want to get Cool Sculpting, or I want to get, you know, fat injections. And I'm like, you have not got a double chin. It's laxity related issues. Technology induced turkey neck. So because we're constantly looking down on our devices, like when we were on phones, I got my first iPhone in 2007. I was already 27, but my daughter, who's going to be 15, she's had an iPhone for the last 3 years. So forever looking down at this phone, we're doing emails, we're banking, we're looking at apps, we're checking everything on there. Our head is always looking down. So you're starting to create laxity issues in your neck. So anyone and everyone needs to be on the Neck Perfect Complex, because it's creating that firmness, exfoliating, rejuvenating the skin, and keeping that structure and Skims or Spanx in a bottle for your neck area. So everyone needs to be on it, because I think there's going to be a big shift and trend in the industry where more and more of the younger generation are going to be seeking procedures out there going, I need to support my neck. My neck is just like, I've got a double chin, I've got a saggy neck. And that's going to be the trending. Just watch in the next few
years. I want to feel this tingly feeling.
Yeah, I'll get you some.
Did you think of your question, Trish?
No, I'm still like, no, it was a good one too. It was actually to do with, there was 5 products to use when you're pregnant, and I guess you could go on with the same thing post-pregnancy as well.
Yep.
So that's right. I remember now what it was. So can you tell me a little bit, because what happens is sometimes you can go to a clinic and of course the clinic wants to sell you what they've got there, but could you please tell us a bit about the training that the people that the clinics have that actually sell the product? Because I know that sometimes people just stock something, they don't really know how to use it, but I know that it's clinical provides a whole bunch of training to the people that actually are selling the product.
Yeah, absolutely. So
can you tell us a little bit about that? Just so that the people know that when they go to buy something, you know that these people have been trained, because you're not going to buy something from someone who, you know, hasn't been fully trained in the product.
Yeah, well, I'm always available. So a lot of our stockers came on board during COVID lockdown. So we offer as much training as the clinic needs. So via Zoom, we're always doing refresher training. But with Is Clinical, in terms of back of house support, we've got 2 education platforms. We've got Is Education, which is consumer facing and for the professional. So there you've got short little webinars where it's put it into a simplified layman's terms, where even the consumer, if they want to know why our vitamin C, being a second generation scientifically advanced version, is different to the cosmetic grade of vitamin C that they get in their Sephora product, they can actually go on there. It's iseducation.com. They register by just putting in their email, creating a password, and they can educate themselves on the differences of retinol, vitamin C, growth factors, extreme ozone technology, whatever it might be. But then we've got the secondary education platform, which is called Is University. So that's industry only for professionals. So consumers can't go on there, but they're highly advanced webinars and training and questionnaires protocols in play, so that whoever's stocking, you've got that ongoing ability to train, retrain, and learn new and diverse ingredients, protocols, new products, launches, and whatever it might be. So they're always there. They're always at a click of a mouse away for our stockers. So the ongoing support's always there with training with the brand.
So funny, because I'm actually just looking at the IS Clinical Education thing, and not that I can see anything, but I can see that you can go on and have a look at your product indication on demand. So you want to find out about, that's great.
Yeah. So it's just user friendly.
It's a beautiful website. I love it.
So nice.
Mm. Yeah, no, stunning. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
It's been amazing.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Why did it take so long?
and before you go, tell us, how much has this changed your life, being involved with High Tech Medical and IS Clinical?
Honestly, I can genuinely say it's the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah, I can see, only because I, like, not that I knew you, but I can see, like, from when you started to, like, years down the track, and number one, how the brand has grown, number two, how you have grown, and also number three, I know, like, running your own business can be really hard,
really stressful
sometimes, especially working at a, you know, being part of the Westfield group. So
yes,
it's just like the perfect thing for you. It's almost like, you know, it found you, or you found it. I don't know how you found each other, but it's the perfect blend.
Yeah, it's been a really good, really, really good fit. And I think having had that background of knowing what the stresses are for stockers and business owners of how to build their business and run events and just the everyday grind of it, I think that, you know, it just gives me a little bit more of that advantage, because I can relate to them. I know exactly what they're stressing about. I've been in their shoes. And, you know, when you get a bit stale and stagnant, you just need that person to come and give you a pick-me-up. I'd like to think that I'm that person for our stockers, because I'm like, let's run an event, all right? Let's get all your top-tier clients in. Let's have an education night. Let's get them onto the samples. And, you know, a lot of these events and, you know, just building our stockers businesses all happened during COVID, because Westfields is one thing, but having to go through COVID and hearing all these women's stories about what they're having to endure as a result of having to be in lockdown, we did a lot of virtual events, girls' night in with the accounts, so that these women could get some cash flow going into their businesses. So I think it's allowed me to bring a different element to helping my stockers and building that relationship with them. So it's been good. It's been very, very rewarding on another level as well.
Yep, I reckon it's true, because you've got that, you know what it's like at the front line.
Yes.
And then you can cater to that when you're, you know, communicating with your portfolio, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Well, look, thanks so much, Virgil. That's been amazing talking to you. We love High Tech Medical. Matt and the crew, just like amazing. Like, yeah, great. So I'm glad that they've got this really good skincare, because it kind of just ties in beautifully with the rest of the range, really.
Oh, absolutely. Goes so well with all of our devices, just hand in hand. Oops, sorry.
Oh, there you go. They want you. They want you.
Okay. Confidence for anybody and everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love your tagline, your skin.
Yes.
Science.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Fergal, what is the rest of the tagline?
Oh, my God. Your skin. Oh, well, no, our science or something. Your skin. Yes. Oh, I'm drawing
your
a mental
skin, our science. And then it says... perfect chemistry, no.
Pure chemistry. Pure your chemistry. Skin, our science, pure chemistry.
That's it. It's very cool. On that note, thank you again.
No, thank you, ladies, for having me. I've really enjoyed that. That's been fun.
We'll see.
Thanks, Virgil.
Awesome.
Thank you. Bye.
Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram @AestheticsUncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.